Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, it's that time of year as Black Friday and Christmas approaches that most of us, we are at risk of scams and card fraud when buying online. They can come via email or texts or calls. So for some tips on avoiding falling victim to fraudsters online, we're joined now by Bruce Richardson, who's product management consultant at OnPost. And Bruce, you're very welcome. Why are we so vulnerable to fraud, particularly when buying online?
Sarah, I think that the key thing is normally that we accept people for who they are, firstly, and secondly, I think that we're quite trusting of things like websites and text messages and emails, and are not really as vigilant as we might be. I think also we live busy lives, so, you know, we're time poor and we just think, flip, I need to buy this person a present, click here, away you go. And I think that's where the fraudsters really, you know, take advantage. And so, you know, people need to be much more careful, you know, during this period, particularly when there's a lot going on.
Okay, so the main ways then that fraudsters target us, there's these phishing emails, and they really do seem to be always one step ahead, don't they? They're getting more and more sophisticated.
Yeah, so gone are the days when they would phone you up and ask bank details. You know, they've bought information off the web, they've created dummy websites, and then the way they do it is they send you, you know, like a text message saying that your mobile phone bill is overdue, and if you don't pay €10, you're going to get cut off. Follow the link, people click on it, they're taken to a false website that looks exactly like their mobile phone operator, you know, whether it's Vodafone or Three or whoever, and they key in all their details, and they don't realise actually that fraudster is collecting all those details from, you know, their username, password, mother's maiden name, card details. So what normally happens then is they only need one other piece of information, for example, to get access to your bank account. So one of the things that people should do is, firstly, for bank accounts, have completely separate passwords. Don't use them for anything else, so that they're not able to, you know, get them from when, you know, like a retailer gets their database is hacked and they pull off the details from that. So then if their password is unique just to that bank, then, you know, they know that hasn't been shared with anyone else. And then I think the other point is always to be vigilant. Do not follow links from text messages or emails. Go to your mobile phone provider site, or even better, phone them and say, I got a text saying my bill's not been paid. Can you check for me, please? You know, it just takes that little bit more time, but it's well worth doing.
Yeah, and it does tend to be caught when you're busy, don't you? You get the text, as you say, saying, you know, your phone bill hasn't been paid. Or I actually got caught last year with eFlow that wasn't going to be able to get through the toll bridge. And if you're distracted and you're busy, you can get caught so easily. And indeed, there's text purporting to come from OnPost as well, isn't there? Because I got one of those just last week saying that my parcel couldn't be delivered because it had the wrong delivery address. And it seemed to be coming from OnPost. It was?
Yeah, so... And no, and again, I suppose any text messages like that, you know, go to, like for AmPost, go to the AmPost website. You'll be given a tracking number. And if it's genuine, then when you keyed into the AmPost website, then obviously the details will come up and tell you, you know, either to change the address for the parcel or if there's a fee to pay. And again, there's been other fraudulent, you know, SMSs saying, you know, you have tax to pay on this parcel, click the link and pay it, you know. Whereas actually, again, it's a fraudulent website and they'll obviously just take money off your card then.
So is one of the key things to avoid here, Bruce, clicking on a link that you get in a text?
Absolutely. Or in an email. Both
or,
of those
or
are,
in an email. Okay. Yeah. And will any, like your bank or your mobile phone company or OnPost or anybody, will they not send you? Is there no such thing as an email that you could get from them that would be legitimate, that would have a link in it? Does that just not happen?
Yeah, so for packages, we would send you a link, you know, to track your parcel, but there's no way we would ask you for any information. So we wouldn't ask you for any card details or passwords or anything like that. No bank or post office, for example, or a courier will ask you for the password for your website, you know, for their website or for you to log in. Number one, red alert.
Great advice. Hopefully we can all stay safe from scams this Christmas. Bruce Richardson, Product Management Consultant at OnPost. Thank you very much.